This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up next.
I was driving down US 41. Some idiot crossed the line. I had to swerve to miss him. Knocked down a deer crossing sign. Took out some woman's mailbox. Wound up hitting a pothole. And the last thing I remember, I was chewing on a telephone pole, but I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. My mama would have been proud of me, cause I had on a pair. I had on clean underwear when they took me to intensive care. Yeah, the doctor and nurse said, look at there, he's got clean underwear. I was in there for about a month. I got off the critical list. Scared me up a date with a physical therapist. Took her out for dinner and drinks and got her back to my pad. She said she liked the lights on, and boy, I was glad. I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. My mama would have been proud of me, cause I had on a pair. I had on clean underwear when they took me to intensive care. Yeah, the good-looking nurse said, damn, look at there, he's got clean underwear. Clean. Big ending. Clean. Clean Hanes. DVDs. And Fruit of the Loom. I gotta work on my blues ending.
Bravo, bravo.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold at the Smart Aleck chair.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee. And here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much.
It's not our fault. Trust me.
Do you want a squeegee? You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
He's off mic.
You know, he did it right into his elbow.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I know.
Food service stuff.
Unlike you.
Vampire seeds.
Are you able to open up your arm? Okay. Where were we? Oh, it's time to check in at the news desk with...
No, it's not.
No, it's Al. Sorry, Al. I was in the other room.
Man, if I don't tell him every single thing, he... Oh, there's someone on the TV.
Sorry, Al. I was otherwise engaged. Last time I saw your face, Al, you were immediately preempted.
Yeah, the Olympics, I mean, it's good for our network, you know, but not great for us. We get preempted every 4 years. Uh-huh. So this is, but at least, you know what, man, I looked at it, I was like, hey, at least we have an Olympics to preempt us.
Well, so this was different. It was just the other day I was watching and they cut to you and right when, were you watching at the same time?
Yes. Yeah.
And who did they cut to something else, some kind of bulletin, and right after introducing Al.
Well, that's what the viewer's doing. So they're showing.
This has been What Am I Watching with Tom Griswold.
The point is, Al Jackson is featured on the Daily Blast Live, DBL.
Yes.
Al is also the author of the children's book, Where is Baby Ford? Al was recently on stage with a bunch of folks from the Bob and Tom Show. I understand great reviews, Al. Congratulations.
Great time.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It was good to see everybody. Good to see Josh. I hugged Josh and Arnold. It has been years since I've seen that man.
So, yeah.
The little things in life, man. Life is creeping back, baby. I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm. Al, we haven't done the story yet, and I don't know if you've heard it yet. So I'm going to surprise everybody. Christy, do you have the Great Lakes story?
Viking Cruises is launching a cruise through the Great Lakes.
Cool.
And?
WEWS-TV.
Oh, Channel 5
eight.
In Cleveland.
Was it 8 or 5?
8 or 5 in Cleveland. Yeah, something in Cleveland.
That's, yeah, is that 5?
I think it is 5.
The point being.
Reports. Yes. Starting in June of 2023, Viking Cruises will offer a 15-day cruise of the Great Lakes. It will start in Minnesota and end in Toronto.
And not everyone will come back.
Among the stops on the cruise will be Cleveland, with excursions that include the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's right, Willie. And the cruise will also stop at Mackinac Island, Michigan, and Niagara Falls.
What the hell else are they going to visit in Cleveland?
I sense some hating going on.
Yes, it's unbelievable. Like,
oh, we're going to go to Guardian Stadium.
First of all, Cleveland is a great city. I've always said Cleveland should market itself as the comfort food city of America. Ooh. We do sandwiches in good local beer that's super cheap and affordable. Yeah, that's Cleveland's pitch.
Yeah, I when I was growing up, they had a beer there called POC. Do you remember POC?
POC?
It stood for Pilsner of Cleveland. It was usually referred to
it's better than what I had
as something else that started with a P.
Oh, really? But
this is amazing. They're going to have these giant cruise ships in the Great Lakes. And if you've been to Mackinac Island, if they offload 1,000 people there, it's already packed.
Are we sure these are giant cruise ships and not the Viking River cruise ships, like the smaller,
the smaller ones?
It's
the smaller ones.
Yeah. I would think they'd have to be the smaller ones, yeah. Right, Christy? Like the big ones, the big cruise ships, they need like space. But the Great Lakes, I kind of like that idea because I used to work for Carnival for years, and I always would talk to passengers, and it was one or the other. It was either we're having a great time, we never want to get off, or 4 hours into your 6-day cruise, you want to get off and you can't.
Yeah.
So I like the shorter ones where it's like 2.5 days, 3 days. And if you love it, cool, book another one. But if you don't, it's not like a crazy commitment.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of cool. I don't think it'll be.
Is this something you would do?
Sure. It'd be fun.
Tom, would you really do this?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
I couldn't see you committing to being on a vessel that you couldn't get off of. Today.
Oh, you can get off.
He's absolutely lying.
He is lying.
No, I might get off. I don't know. Back on Island, take the ferry over the mainland to go visit my friends at Harbor Springs, then fly home.
And guess what? They tell you when to get off, and they tell you when to get back on. It's not up to you, pal.
It was terrible. I had to talk to a man in a Hawaiian shirt.
And then apparently there was this horn going off like I was late for something.
Golden Girls. Okay, I just think it's kind of cool.
Okay, sure.
They'll be stopping at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's right, downtown Cleveland, baby. You got to hit it. First of all, there's going to be some good sports going on. Mm-hmm. Either the Guardians, I think that's the first time I've ever said that. the Cavs and the Browns. Yeah, it's going to Chicky. Are you used to saying? What are you guys, the Washington Commandos or something?
Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what? Hey, Al, I've said this a lot lately about the topic you're bringing up. The line forms right here to kiss my ass. How about that?
Listen,
I ain't scared of you.
I support your team's name, and I do think that you guys can be trailblazers for the NFL in terms of picking a mascot that's usually reserved for Division III Christian. It really is the most embarrassing name I've ever heard.
Thank you, Al.
Right up until Guardians. Guardians was the worst until they came up with Commanders.
You're right. We were talking about this yesterday because we do a segment called Today in History. And 2 days ago, February 22nd, was the birthday of a semi-famous Cleveland baseball player. Of course, I'm talking about Charles Alston Pussy Thibault. He played for the Cleveland Spiders in 1895. You can look this up.
2 games.
Yes, his lifetime batting average in Major League Baseball was .500.
That's good.
He played in 2 games. But what was interesting to me about this was that there was a team called the Cleveland Spiders. And I looked it up, and why didn't Major League Baseball go with that for the Indians? Something that has some history to it.
Yeah, they should have.
And instead
I think because spiders are terrifying. I believe the University of Richmond is also the spiders as well.
Yeah, people think it's too off-putting, but it's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's very cool. You want to be afraid.
I mean, I dip into history. Washington should have named themselves after the Tuskegee Airmen. Yeah, they should have.
Hogs. Should have been the Hogs. Washington Hogs.
Do something. End of story. Of all ball clubs that needed to do something classy with meaning and history, the Commanders.
No, they needed to meet with some indigenous peoples and say, hey, what can we name it that honors you? And figured it out.
Yeah. Or something.
It was just, Redskins, that had to go. I don't even know if you can say that. I think that was the one name where I was like, I don't even know if you could say that like in public.
Yeah.
It's a crazy nickname, but I do. First of all, Chicky, I would have loved something. It's like we named our son Ford or Bradford, but we call him Ford.
Mm-hmm.
It would be cool if you had figured out a way to like make it so that you have a more formal name, but like everybody calls you guys the Hogs. But I actually kind of love that for a nickname, for a mascot. I never thought about that.
The Hogs.
Or the Washington Warthogs.
We can yell Sue Pig, the whole thing. It'd be fine. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Reminds everyone of the Super Bowl.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, our guest is Al Jackson, and we're going to... I wonder, are they going to have... Pat, are they going to have comedians on these ships?
They have them on all the ships, yeah.
So is this
back doing them.
Yeah, they are.
Two comedians a ship, yeah.
I mean, on these Great Lake ships.
Oh, on the Great Lake ships. No, I don't know.
Hey, Al, who was the comedian when you were on the ships?
Oh, wow.
I think that was that was some residual anger from the commandos comment.
No,
we have to let that go. That's that. You know, any therapist will tell you, Chick, it's just, you know, they were commando you to let that go.
If they're using
after that great Division III joke, you're going to attack him?
Oh, it's hurtful. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to have comedians on this boat because I think it's going to be a smaller.
Yeah. Okay.
Christy, you made me think about something crazy. You know, every comic in there has worked cruise ships, and there's like Carnival and Royal Caribbean where, you know, it's a major cruise ship. But when I lived in South Florida, I haven't thought about this in years. There used to be these gambling cruises where from South Florida, they would drive you literally out into international waters and you could play like roulette, you know, blackjack and all that kind of stuff because you're not on U.S. whatever. And so you would, as a comic, it paid like $300. You would do one show going there and one show coming back from international waters. Mm-hmm. And on the way back, the audience was drunk and miserable because they just lost all their money.
Oh, my God.
They really just had these cruises where they were going to the middle ocean fleecing these people and bringing them back.
Robbing them.
And you had to do jokes in front of people that just like literally just lost their house. And I'm like, hey, all right, who's drinking tonight? Shut up. Oh, the worst gigs. Oh, I don't even know.
Okay. Al, I just remember what it was. You're on the show Daily Blast Live, which where I watch it, it airs in the 2 o'clock hour. And they had done something and they said, and Al Jackson, what do you think about that? And it cuts to Lester Holt.
Hilarious.
And then going, and now an NBC News bulletin from Ukraine. So
the ghost of Al Jackson Christmas future.
Okay. Al, we got time for maybe one word. Once again, the point of this segment.
All right,
segment,
Tom. Well, it's great because it's an important word. You're hearing it all over. Yeah. Willie, you're going to know what I'm talking about immediately. There's a hit song about it right now. But all the kids are using this phrase, Tom, so you need to be able to use it too.
Okay.
Tom, what does pushing P mean? Just the letter P.
This one's a tough one.
Pushing P.
Pushing P.
I had to text my like hip hop buddy about this because I saw it on Twitter. I had no clue what it was.
Okay,
yeah.
So obviously it's not pushing as in the Pusher Man, the great song from Mr. K from
Steppenwolf. On the Easy Rider soundtrack.
Yes, no, not the Pusher Man. So pushing P is not pushing some drug that starts with a P.
No.
Right.
That's a good guess.
Does
That's
it have anything? But this is not a drug reference, right?
It is not.
Okay. And is it pushing P? Is it the letter P or is it P E A like the.
No, the letter P that stands for something. P
okay. Yeah, it's a vegetable farmer reference. That's right.
It's pushing P.
Nobody's buying the P's.
Does anyone know what this is?
I have no idea.
Raise your hand if you do.
I think Willie does.
It's about money?
I have a vague understanding of it, but I want to hear what Al says.
Does the P stand for the. Is that the first letter of the thing it stands for?
Yes.
Is it papers?
No, it's player. Pushing P, pushing player. Player means like you're living a great lifestyle. So like if you woke up like to a beachfront view over from your villa and like opened your eyes to that beautiful scene, like you're pushing P, like you're living a player lifestyle.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
You're living a good life. Willie, what definition did you have?
Is it a Pusha T record? Is that what it comes off of?
I don't know. I just know the songs now with Gunna and you know, DaBaby, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure Pusha T maybe referenced it.
Yeah.
But that's the definition.
Isn't DaBaby
outsourced?
Isn't DaBaby currently in the doghouse?
Yeah. I mean, it's so interesting. It's like there's always been this, and I mean, you see this in like right wing outlets or just anybody that's got a kind of polarizing, you know, fan base. Is like there's a thing where like yes, mainstream is DaBaby in trouble, yeah, but like the streets like love him.
Okay,
like the streets won't cancel you, like Tucker Carlson won't get canceled. Like there's just like when you have a hardcore fan base, you're not going to get canceled.
It's the right or the left.
If you get canceled, that means you don't have real fans.
Mm-hmm. So because I pushing P, I thought was more of like a pimp thing. I was thinking a P.
Oh, okay.
I was going vulgar.
No, I thought sure. The other part, well, the second was ussy.
That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah. Certain of it. Yeah,
I thought there was a fancy name for a pimp, but no.
Yeah, a fancy name for
ussy. How you making extra money on pushing pee?
Right. Oh, are you?
Need to push that.
A friend of mine just had prostate surgery, and I'll tell you what.
He's for pushing a lot there, of pee?
Now he's pushing pee like a racehorse.
Oh, boy.
He told me.
That's a good product. You don't really have to push it.
So. All right, so, Tom, you got to use it in a sense real quick. I know we got to run.
Let's see now.
You're living your best life.
Okay. I went on vacation last summer, went
there
to the Bahamas. I woke up and walked out onto the deck in my pajama bottoms.
Oh, God. No.
Looked out at the beautiful Caribbean Sea.
How about that glistening chest in the Bahamas morning?
Actually, as soon as the sun's up, I got to cover up or I'm going to get skin cancer.
Yeah. Looking at a moth's belly.
No, it's like a catfish landed on the belly up.
And then I did what I normally do when I'm staying at a place like that, kind of a rural area of the Bahamas.
You marked your territory.
I peed off the deck.
I knew it.
So I was pushing P and
pushing P and pissing P. I'm gonna go piss some P. I'm saying that from now on. Every time I
gotta go piss some piss. How about that?
Al Jackson is one of my favorite people. He is incredibly funny, and you can watch him on DBL, the Daily Blast Live. And if it's not on your TV, it's on your computer somewhere.
Al will do these cruise ships in the Great Lakes, and then go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, then go get a bite of the Winking Lizard.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. Best wings in Northeast Ohio.
I agree.
Winking Lizard.
Oh, it's a good place.
Yum.
I got to try them. I got to wear Cleveland's.
Get yourself a Baker Mayfield t-shirt.
Yeah.
And have
it
some
might be on discount soon.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.